Yesterday, I talked about the properties of lead and how lead poisoning has plagued humans since ancient civilizations. The EPA declared last week National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week to raise awareness about the dangers of lead exposure to humans. Ironically, it was the exact same week that the EPA denied a petition to ban lead fishing sinkers that frequently kill loons, swans, cranes, and other wildlife. Current estimates are that lead kills 10 to 20 million birds every year. A coalition of conservation, hunting, and veterinary groups had petitioned the EPA in August to ban lead in fishing tackle and in bullets and shot for hunting. The EPA, out of hand, denied the portion of the petition dealing with regulating lead ammunition just 3 weeks after receiving the petition. Then, right during National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, the EPA issued its final determination, denying the portion of the petition dealing with fishing sinkers. I looked up sinkers on an online fishing tackle website. There was a bold red notice at the top of the page, warning, this product contains chemicals, including lead, known to the state of California to cause birth defects or other reproductive harm. Wash hands after handling. The most expensive sinker costs 16 cents. Three of them cost less than a pack of gum, and many were much cheaper. Perhaps if sinkers cost a little more, anglers would try harder to hold on to them. Because sinkers are so cheap, they're pretty much a throwaway item, easy come and easy go. If a fishing line gets snagged, it's simply cut away so sinkers sit on the soft bottom of lakes, rivers, and streams like tiny time bombs. Lead doesn't break down into anything else, so sinkers remain in sediments until a fish or a bird picks them up. A sinker remains in a bird's gizzard like grit, helping grind up the bird's food as it in turn is ground up the lead taken into the bird's bloodstream and from there into its vital organs. Lead is not excreted in the urinary system, so it accumulates, and a single 16-cent sinker has enough lead to kill even a large bird. When a person or bird gets lead poisoning, there's no magic pill that instantly washes the lead away. The way humans and other animals are treated for lead poisoning is with chelation therapy. A chelating agent called EDTA forms complexes with lead ions to form large non-toxic molecules called chelates, which can be excreted in urine. Chelation therapy is extremely expensive, takes a long time, and has many side effects that need to be dealt with throughout treatment. And even under the finest care, over 50% of birds with lead poisoning that are treated will die. My good friend Marge Gibson is the founder and executive director of the Raptor Education Group in Antigo, Wisconsin, and she's the former president of both the national and the international wildlife rehabilitation organizations. She's also one of the world's foremost authorities in treating lead poisoning in birds. Marge was caring for a trumpeter swan with lead poisoning that happened to die the very day she got word that the EPA had denied the petition. She told me she wanted to scream and yell and shout obscenities. A beautiful male trumpeter swan that the state of Wisconsin spent how much money to reintroduce, and then it's dead just that week. Marge said that other swans with lead poisoning had died at the rehab clinic in Minnesota last week as well, and she just lost a bald eagle to lead poisoning. Marge puts in very long hours with her lead poisoning patients, often up with them through the night for weeks. Treatment takes several 4-day cycles. For the first 4 days, Marge administers the EDTA twice a day. EDTA only binds to lead in the bird's blood, not in other body tissues. So during the first 4 days, the bird's kidneys filtered the chelated lead out of the blood and excreted in the urine. Then over the next 4 days, the bird goes off the EDTA while some of the lead in body tissues is taken up by the blood. Then the bird goes back on EDTA for another 4 days to remove that lead from the blood. It can take several rounds of treatment to get all the lead out of the organs. A single eagle or swan may need 6 vials of EDTA, which cost almost $100 each. These birds virtually always arrive at her clinic emaciated, so she must tube feed starving birds small amounts of a special emaciation diet several times a day, not counting her time and the general costs of treatment, just the medication and special food for one bird can run $1,000. And after all that, about half of these birds die anyway. Also, anglers won't have to pay more than 16 cents for a sinker. This makes me want to scream and yell and shout obscenities too. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.